Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
But first, let's begin this hour Zeners with Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom this morning.
Yeah, I think Katy Perry might be just a smidge bit of the jealous type. She was a performer at the One Love Malibu benefit concert just last week to raise money for people affected by one of the California wildfires. And the festivities included auctioning off lunch and a motorcycle ride with her boyfriend, Orlando Bloom. She seemed to have mixed feelings about it from the beginning. She told the crowd, "When you're on the motorcycle with him, you're holding him in a way that I am not excited about. You're holding his pecs and his six pack, and it's so glorious." So there was this woman there named Laura, and Laura had bid $20,000 on this ride with Orlando Bloom, and it looked like she was going to take it until Katy jumped in and said, "Laura, I'm sorry, not going to happen. I'm buying it for $50,000."
What?
I know. Which part of me, I have mixed feelings about this.
Because
I'm like,
it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And that's great that you made $50,000 instead of $20,000. But you know, that probably would have been a real thrill for that Laura girl. And she was coughing up 20 grand.
And Katy gets to hang out with Orlando all the time.
Right. Let a fan have a $20,000 motorcycle ride with your boyfriend.
She should let that happen and then.
Let it happen anyway.
Yeah. But then still give the $50,000.
I agree.
Speaking as the boyfriend, I would find that very flattering, by the way. Just saying.
Of course you would.
Kristen, if you want to bid on Jeff's holiday helper, go to WKRQ.com.
Pete Davidson's been having a rough year. Even when things were good with Ariana Grande, the public was giving him hell. And he talked about that on Instagram yesterday. He said, "I'm just trying to understand how when something happens to a guy, the entire world just trashes him without any facts or frame of reference."
Because that's the world we're living in.
That is the world we're living in, I guess. He goes on to say, "I've been getting online bullied and in public by people for 9 months. I've spoken about borderline personality disorder and being suicidal publicly only in the hopes that it will bring awareness and help kids like myself who don't want to be on this earth." But he added, "I just want you guys to know, no matter how hard the internet or anyone tries to make me kill myself, I won't. I'm upset I even have to say this to all those holding me down and seeing this for what it is. I see you and I love you."
I feel bad for that guy.
I do too. I know, you know, look, he's not perfect. None of us are, but I don't understand the pylon at all.
I know. He's dealing with the mental health issues and he has an autoimmune disease. So that's just something else that just makes day-to-day life a little more complicated and rough.
Yeah,
well,
he's struggling.
None of us have any idea what really happened between him and her. So
all
it's
we
like,
know.
And we're immediately going, "It's your fault," because she came out with these songs and all this other stuff, and he was just kind of jokey about it. But I mean,
guy a break.
Yeah.
All we know is this guy was on the top of the world at one point. Remember the joy and love in his eyes as he watched her sing and he cried and he would say, "I just can't believe that this is my life."
Mm-hmm.
That a guy like me ended up with a girl like her.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it just, my heart breaks for
Hang
him.
Hang in there. It'll get
a
better.
A bit there. Yep. So
it'll
true.
Get better.
So Madonna and Lady Gaga have had issues for years now, and it is heated up again because during interviews for A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga repeatedly, she said this, and I don't know how many different interviews, a lot of different versions of this very quote, but pretty much the same thing. There can be 100 people in a room and 99 of them don't believe in you. But all it takes is one who does, and it just changes your whole life.
Hmm.
Well, Madonna posted a video on her Instagram yesterday back in the 80s that where she said, "If there's 100 people in a room and 99 say they liked it, I only remember the one person who didn't." She also posted a picture of herself with the caption, "Don't F with me Monday." Lady Gaga has not responded. Now, the quotes are similar, but it is worth noting that it's kind of sort of the opposite of Gaga's. I mean, Lady Gaga is saying,
"Oh, it's completely the opposite."
Yeah, she was inspired by having one person believe in her, where Madonna was saying she was motivated by having one person not believe in her.
Yeah.
But the 99 out of 100 thing, that's the same.
I also feel like that's a pretty common thing that a lot of people have probably said during inspirational points in their life.
Well, so, evidently Madonna trademarked it and no one else can use it.
Well, next time, just say 9 out of 10 instead next time, instead of 99 out of 10.
Darlene.
Yes.
Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
That's good.
Wonderful. I have your three headlines here. If you can pick out which one is the real one, we're going to send you to the 12 rows of TSO. Which row are we on?
We are in row 9.
9, which is pretty awesome. Also send you to Coney Island. And we're going to send you out to eat, too.
Raising Cane's.
Look at that. What a beautiful day. So here you go. Which one is real? Is it A, woman tries to pay for Preparation H with big block of cheese? Is it B, man brings his horse to car dealership and asks what he can get for a trade-in? Or C, a guy is arrested after he offers an undercover cop a hamburger in exchange for sex?
Jeez, these are hard. I'm going to go with number 3.
You're right.
All right.
That is
job, Darlene.
Well done.
Yeah, a new study out of the University of Buffalo found that college students today would rather starve than go without their phones. They'd rather be hungry than be without their phones. The researchers gave them the option of a snack or phone time after they took a very long, boring test for several hours. And that's what's funny is, you know, they knew they were participating in some kind of study.
Right.
And they probably thought the test was the study. Like,
sure,
what are they trying to learn from this test that I'm taking, right? Not realizing at the end of it, the test was, can I get you a snack or do you want phone time?
Why are they not picking the snack? I mean, really?
The students were way more likely to go for the phone. The researchers say we were very surprised by the results. They expected the students to value phone time, but not that much. Isn't that interesting?
Well, how long have they been without it for the test?
Several hours.
Yeah. See, that's what that was.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.